Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Highland Superintendent Ken Crawford to talk about the upcoming bond election. So first, can you just explain a little bit about what you hope to accomplish with this potential bond issue and what kind of renovations are going to be made possible because of it?
The bond issue, we're very excited to get this started on September 10th and have a vote go out there. We're looking at putting in our new HVAC system for air conditioning and heating and having one complete system at the high school. That's going to be about $2.2 million of the $3.7 million we asked for on Monday night. And I think that would make a great learning environment. It's one of those things where, you know, we've had scenarios where it's been 47 degrees in a gymnasium and it's been 85 degrees in a classroom. And getting that leveled out and getting an environment where kids can learn and it's consistent and we have it all under one, when I say one program, that's the biggest thing for us on that. Second, a very exciting thing, the elementary playground. And that's the thing that I think the community of Riverside should be very excited for, because we can use it for 9 months a year for the elementary, but in the summer with a nice playground equipment and the new, you know, we're going to take out the wood chips and put in a little bit better, you know, I don't want to say floor to it, but just a little bit better padding out there, then I think that would be something that the community would be very proud of to have in the summer for kids to use. All year round on those kind of things there. And then with the fine arts, we hit the fine arts. They need a little bit more storage, and we're going to rearrange some things out of the kitchen that's going to help us out as well. So when we can get a little bit more storage for fine arts, then that'll also just help the kitchen. But those are the three big things that the bond issue is going to hit, as well as, you know, do some windows here at the high school. You know, they're original windows from 1964. So anytime you can upgrade and get things better from 50-some years ago, I think that's a good thing for the school and for the community.
Can you take me behind the scenes and kind of explain all the work in preparation and what the discussions look like to get us to this point where we're finally ready for an election?
Well, it's one of those things that you see a scenario where, okay, we have had complaints about the HVAC system for years, and it comes down to that situation where it's like you just take a look and say, okay, what's our next big project and how are we going to approach that? And the big project is so, you know, like I said, $2.2 million is a very large project. How are we going to do that with a bond issue? And then you take a look at your tax rate, and you take a look at are your taxes going up and down, and then you kind of say, okay, if we put more debt into our system, can we handle that without taxes going up? And we believe taxes will stay level. So we were excited to think, okay, I think we can get this done, add a couple projects to it that are going to be big ticket items that will help all levels of the district. And that's kind of the behind the scenes of how you kind of piece it together. And because we don't want to raise taxes, you know, $2 and $3, but if we can keep it steady and get these projects, I think that's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and I think the thing that makes this so unique is the fact that you can keep the tax rate level. Can you explain a little bit about how this could affect taxpayers and how and why that is?
The great thing about the taxes in the Highland School District is that the assessed value is going up so high that there's just more people moving in. We've got more housing, homes and that kind of stuff. And so that really can really drop your tax rates a lot. But if we can keep it level with this bond issue, we can get that, you know, situation taken care of without charging more to the customer. And I think that's a big thing, is trying to keep your taxes as level as possible so everybody knows year to year they're not going to go way down one year and way up the next year. And I think level as always makes everybody comfortable. And this, I think, bond issue, from what we've done with Piper Jaffray and the work that we've done with financially, is that we believe we can keep things pretty steady here for the next 7-8 years and pay off that bond issue in that 7-8 year window. And that's also beneficial to the taxpayers as well, because most bond issues are 15 years. So just there's a couple really neat things about this opportunity, and we just don't want to pass it up.
Then you mentioned that this bond is typically less than what a usual bond amount is. Can you just kind of describe to the listeners who aren't too familiar with how bond issues work, what a standard bond looks like and kind of how that compares to what we're dealing with here?
I think what I've seen from districts of this size of a bond issue is that most districts, instead of going for that big $15, $20 million project, they're trying to keep it low at like a $2.5 to $5 million so that it isn't a long, drawn-out payoff. It isn't a situation where the taxes jump up a whole bunch. And I think with smaller schools, when I say smaller, you know, I'm talking, you know, not the Iowa Cities and the Williamsburg, but the small schools in this area, that if you can keep a small bond issue taxes level, everybody feels good that they're getting something for their value, and it's not extending you 15 years into the future, because that's a long ways away. 7-8 year payoff, that's reasonable and that's easy to do.
And then at this point, have you heard any of the chatter going on outside of the district walls, and kind of what are the parents and the community members say about this?
We had close to 80-some signatures on our petition, and I think everybody's very excited about being able to have, like we said, with the HVAC being keeping it simple and easy to use, and a better environment for the students, but also when they come to ball games, a little better environment for them. But I know they're very excited about the playground and having that remodeled and redone, so that it's just, you know, they've done the wood chips for many, many years, and it's time for an upgrade there as well. So the chatter that I've heard is that these are the projects that the community wants to do, and this is a good way to do it that's not, in my opinion, going to hurt anybody.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Highland Superintendent Ken Crawford to talk about the upcoming bond election. You could find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.